Welcome back to the Maui Noko Oi podcast presented by Silver Shark Media. I'm Jason Evans of Silver Shark Media. And as always, we thank you for tuning in today and encourage you to subscribe and download the podcast series. I'd like to welcome back our next guest, Daryl Fujiwara. Daryl, welcome back to the podcast.
Aloha.
Aloha. Always good to talk to you. You are always the pulse of information of events and what's going on Maui. So I always appreciate talking to you, and I know our audience always enjoys hearing from you. We've had you multiple times on our series over the years, and as I mentioned, you're always involved kind of in helping to plan and coordinate a number of different events in Maui County, and today we're going to chat about the preparations for the upcoming King Kamehameha Day Parade in June. But first, for our audience who may be hearing you for the first time on our series, I'd like to start with how you got involved as kind of an event planner here on Maui.
Wow. My initial introduction to events came very young, and that's because my mom and all of her friends were really active in their young adult lives to like coordinate a lot of community things in Lahaina, from simple highway cleanups to Relay for Life, you know, all night kind of things. They dragged us wherever they went. And that's kind of where I got like this, you know, sense of community, sense of place, you know, and that was normal to me growing up. And fast forward to today, you know, it's rare to be that active. I feel like children are being raised differently. And from that, I guess in my adult years, you know, I moved into marketing and graphic design. And I was approached later by the County of Maui to coordinate the Hawaii International Film Festival on Maui. And it was beautiful. It was my first time really taking a budget and like running with it, you know, having a little bit of oversight, but really, you know, the event, it was bigger. I feel like the goals, when I do an event now, the goals are much bigger than just me and what, or any other organization or person. And so for that one, it was the opening was with Eddie Kamai, and he was showing his recent documentary called Lahaina Waves of Change. My grandfather and my grandmother were in it. My first childhood kumuhula was featured in it. Her kumu was featured in it. And it was just a beautiful story. And it was opened up with the Sons of Hawaii with Eddie Kamai. It was such a beautiful, sold out in Castle Theater event. And from there, I kind of just started, you know, moving into other events. And a lot of them are like familial. A lot of my family's traditions are in coordinating Hawaiian community events. And so my aunt had handed over Kamehameha Day to me, I want to say in 2011 now, I can't even remember. But I had been involved since 99 when she took it on. I was still in high school. And so, yeah, it's kind of like our family's tradition.
Are there core components that you think you learned as a kid from attending these events, almost kind of unintentionally, just being absorbing, going through them each year, that maybe you still apply today as you look to continue these traditions and grow these different events and festivals?
Absolutely. And one of them, the most important, I feel that I took away from my aunt when she had, you know, passed all of these things down, is collaboration. It's such a huge component for events, for community building, for networking, for all things successful. And for her, it was gathering the Lahaina families to take on the responsibilities that their families do. Like certain families, they entertain and they sing. And so that they became the entertainment chairs, or, you know, one family always has beautiful florals and they grow all their own flowers. So they would be responsible for decorating. And so all of these things I kind of like use, I definitely use to help make sure that the event is full and beautiful and connected, to place and to the community.
And then what about the flip side to that in terms of, let's take you throughout the year 2011, as we are in sort of this digital age and technology can sometimes become an asset to whether it be engagement or bringing more attention to these, different events. How have you evolved in your planning and approach, say, in the last few years through different means of technology versus, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago in how things maybe would have been presented?
No, definitely social media for sure. It really helps with the marketing dollars. And it you're able to streamline, like who actually sees it. So it's almost like subscription or based almost, right? Like
Right.
if we, I always depended on the Lahaina News. I feel like they had the best coverage when it came to our Lahaina events. Everybody got it on the west side, and everywhere you went, you saw it. In terms of print. And so, fast forward to COVID, social media virtual was all the rage. Like you had to have it. And so we even made the Commandment Day Parade a virtual, and we kind of did it like if you're watching the Macy's Day Parade,
Yep.
like that's I grew up doing that, watching it from home, And I kind of just like took that and was like, oh, we'll just have the commentators in between. We'll go in, we'll film each of the different, organizations and businesses separately, COVID safe and, with all the protocols. And
Yeah.
we kind of made it happen. And it's still living on Facebook, our Facebook page. But yeah, social media has been very crucial, I think, to the growth of our event and definitely to let the community know like what's happening.
Well, the Kamehameha Day parade is still a couple months away, but it's never too early to begin the planning phases. This is obviously going to be a very different year for the parade. So, as you've processed things over the last 8 or 9 months, what went into the planning process for this year's event in particular, and how you came up with the relocation into Central Maui?
Great question. Historically, actually, our Kamehameha Day Parade and festivities actually started in Wailuku and Kahului. And so this is not a new parade route. We're actually returning to our original parade route. And it was first coordinated by the Royal Order of Kamehameha here on Maui. So we're actually returning to it. And that was my initial thought was, where on Maui, logistically, that's always logistics and safety are always these first considerations. And so, looking at it, I thought about, where is the longest running place that we can use that doesn't have a lot of driveways that we have to do road closures for? And so this strip from on Kahumanu Avenue is actually the best and almost the longest stretch that we can use on Maui without having to hinder too many of the different roads that people need to access services. So I decided to close Kahumanu Avenue from Lunalihō, which is where like Stillwell's is, and then all the way down to Waiho Beach Road. And I left Waiho Beach Road because it's a main artery and I didn't want to close off Wailuku from Kahului for too long.
Sure.
Because if not, then you would have had to go all the way around to Kuehinlani, which is super inconvenient. So there's still lots of great access points. We're going to start at Mauilani Parkway and we're going to come down and then we're going to head over and end inside of Queen Kaʻahumanu Shopping Center, which I think is awesome. There's ample parking.
Right.
I recommend everyone go and park there first. We're going to have commentary stations again, just like how we did on French Street at different intersections along Kaʻahumanu Avenue, including Queen Kaʻahumanu Shopping Center. And then from there, we invite everybody to follow the parade to Kaʻahumanu Shopping Center. And we'll be there all day till 5 p.m. with beautiful Hawaiian music and different exhibits. Of course, shop local, support all of our small businesses at the mall.
Yeah. Well, what are the challenges? You kind of referenced it a little bit with navigating sort of the roadways, but when you take an event like this, it's really been ingrained in one area and then you uproot it to a different area. What kind of other logistics do you have to navigate versus something that maybe after years and years and years in one spot, there may be areas that are kind of second nature or you know they're already going to be approved? What sort of new doors open that you have to problem solve in a situation like this?
Staging is always a challenge, and that is, it's kind of like airline seats on a plane, right? Like that is the max load that you can bring in. And so depending on if the size of our parade really depends on our staging area, really. And now that we're in Central Maui, I'm actually getting a lot of phone calls and inquiries about the parade, more so than usual from newer participants. Right. And that's because it's now more accessible, you know, whereas people can't really do the long drive and plan, you know, for that long day all the way out in Lahaina, which is like its own island almost, right? And so it's really interesting because I feel like it's going to be a little bit busier. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always worried about people showing up to watch the parade, right? It's one thing to show up and be in the parade and decorate your float and walk or march in it, but it's not really a parade if nobody's watching. And so, like, that's always my fear. But I feel like because it's in Central Maui, I feel like, like I said, it's going to be a lot more accessible to people. Logistically, on Maui, it's always hard to have an event because if there are other events, you know, you can really tell the difference in attendance and support versus being on Oahu where you can have like so many events, fundraisers or whatever running at the same time. And so I know that summertime is really big for different sports and so there's always that. So just making sure we're getting the word out and we're making sure everyone knows that there's a parade and that we're going to close the roads. So the road closure notice is like huge. Yeah, where it's going to be, which is a main artery for our Maui. And also, you know, it's been really great. The depending on where you are on Maui, the Maui Police Department has different officers that manage different traffic areas. And so I got sent over to a new officer to help me coordinate. He's been awesome, Officer Kalama, and so supportive. I'm very grateful to him. He's made it very painless. I feel like there's less road closures than Front Street, which is very helpful to everyone, you know, for manpower and for budget. And then, of course, just the support of the County of Maui has been, you know, great.
Yeah, well, it'll be Saturday, June 15th, if you want to mark your calendars for both attendance and, as you mentioned, to be aware of the road closure. So, you know, with there's still about a month left for people to submit applications to be a part of the parade. So you talk about people that want to attend, but there's still avenues where if folks want to be a participant in the parade, they can
still
do so. So what advice would you give to anyone who is looking to participate and who are you looking for to participate?
That's a really great question. And we invite everyone. It is a political year, but our parade actually doesn't allow for political entries. Mm-hmm. And so if you wanted to get creative and you want to be seen, you would jump in with a nonprofit or another organization to support their causes. For me, I really feel like it's a community event, right? So I want to make sure all of our nonprofits are being highlighted, you know, and taking this opportunity to gather, do something different. It could be a great opportunity for like intra-office building, you know, like, you know, building morale. But really, it's more of a commemoration than a celebration. And so we want to make sure everyone is honoring Kamehameha and his lineage. You know, on Maui, we're a little bit different in just in our name, and which is Na Kamehameha Commemorative Pau Parade in Ho'olauna. And the Na makes it plural. And that's because on Maui, we are so, you know, even though he wasn't born here, Kamehameha had a very strong hold here. And he knew that Maui was vital in order to conquer and unify all of the islands because of not just the ali'i that were here, but it was the mana. And so his children resided here. It was the home of the first capital of Hawaii. He knew that Maui had all of this mana here. And so we want to make sure that we're, you know, honoring them and his family, his lineage. I mean, we're going to be celebrating the Ho'olauleia at Queen Ka'ahumanu Shopping Center, which was his favorite wife. King Kamehameha I's favorite wife. So, you know, it's so different to celebrate Kamehameha Day on Maui versus any other island, because to me, we are a Wahi Kamehameha. We are a Kamehameha place. That's why it's so fitting that we're, you know, it all kind of like makes sense in like this poetic kind of way, you know, deep down this kauna that we have when we're, you know, celebrating our ali'i. It's so deep. It's so place-based. It's so grounded in all of our, you know, in our culture and our being. And so that's why it's not just my responsibility to celebrate our ali'i. It's everyone's, you know, responsibility. And it's a holiday. Like, it's a state holiday. It's one of two special state holidays here in Hawaii that we have. And so, you know, you're getting the day off. You should definitely thank the person that's, you know, getting you the day off.
No excuses. You know, we can't help but gloss over. This is going to be a very emotional day as well, I think, when you look at the location of this versus your past. So I'll kind of give you the floor as someone who is so ingrained in Lahaina with you and your family. How is this day going to be similar, and also how is it going to be different?
You know, it's going to be very different. You know, just if you've ever traversed French Street, you know, our, you know, Alanui Ali'i, our people, our royalty all walked that road. Our history lines, you know, that road. And so it has such a beautiful charm. It made the parade, I feel like it elevated the parade. And so this year, definitely different. You know, I feel like we're not going to see the same Lahaina family faces potentially that we would see, you know, in front of their homes or, you know, at their corner that they're always at. And so it'll be very different in the faces, I think, but I think it's going to be different in a good way, you know, that we'll be able to share now this, you know, commemoration with more people on the island. And, you know, I don't foresee the route changing again at anytime soon with respect to us returning to French Street and being in Wailuku Kahului, you know, in Kamaʻomaʻo, that central plain of Maui. But my pa'u coordinator really wants us to go all over Maui and take the parade and change the route every year until we return to French Street, which I think is very ambitious. I think, I don't know if the Maui Police Department will like us after that, but well, she's looking at this as a way of us reaching more of Maui, yeah, touching more people, inspiring them through our ali'i in the way that we learn, you know, and absorb, right? Is why are we doing this? Why are we here today? Why are we out under the hot sun? What are the sacrifices that we are making? What have they done to sacrifice to have what we have today? So yeah, all of these wonderful overarching themes and opportunities.
Yeah. Well, Saturday, June 15th will be the event. Now, if people want to participate or submit an application to participate, where would be the place for them to do that? How would they best do that?
The easiest, I think, would be on our Facebook page. We have our link there, as well as on Maui Now in our press release for call for entries. It's a Google form. And so that way it's very easy to submit. You can do it from your phone. But yes, so check us out on Facebook. It's the Nā Kamehameha Commemorative Pa'u Parade in Ho'olauleia. And so it's facebook.com/NKCPPH.
Perfect. And the deadline to apply is May 24th. Now, Daryl, you work year-round on different cultural events and festivals. I know how hard you work on putting things together. What else is on your calendar of events for people to look forward to in 2024?
Such a great question. So right before our Kamehameha Day celebration, actually on June 1st, we are having the annual Ag Fest. Maui Ag Fest is happening, and that's going to be at the War Memorial Special Events area, and that's running from like 8 o'clock to about 4:30 p.m. And if you haven't been to Ag Fest, I highly recommend it. It is action packed. It literally takes you the whole day to kind of enjoy the whole thing, especially if you're bringing your kids. It is perfect for the family. And, you know, with the morning news that we all woke up to this morning, not having the Maui Fair come back, this is pretty much as close as you're going to get to the fair, I think. And so I highly recommend everybody take advantage. There's parking all over the place. I think it's $5 for admission. Some of the highlights include the Grand Taste, which is the most affordable foodie food festival ever. It's so affordable. It's such a good deal. And you're going to get all of Maui's top chefs cooking for you in one place. They added on Grand Dessert, which happens right after, and it's a dessert competition with some of the best chefs on Maui. But if you want to start your morning off right, at 8 o'clock, they have their Pancake Legacy Breakfast, which is wonderful. And they honor legacy farm families on Maui at that time. And then Alakai Paleka will be coming home to host our entertainment stage. There's a huge keiki zone. And then, of course, 4-H livestock. They have their own huge tent where you can see auctions all day. You can see competitions. You can pet the animals. You can meet the people who are raising them. And, you know, it's everything from chickens, pigs, to huge, you know, cows and steers. And it's interesting to watch the auction part where do you really know how much a cow costs when you're like buying a steak, you know? And who's buying these cows on Maui? You know, like I always say, like happy cows are raised on Maui because they're on the slopes of Haleakala, right? And it's like, who doesn't want to like live, you know, on this beautiful mountain? But yes, it's a foodie person's dream. You can shop local, everything grown on Maui, made on Maui, even. There's even local food trucks. I mean, there's something for everyone. I highly recommend.
Yeah, it always is a great event. And then what about later in the summer, later in the year, anything in particular you want to put on folks' radar?
In August, we'll be doing our Emma Fart and Sharp Hula Festival. Right now, we're still looking for a location, but you can keep tabs on us by checking out our Facebook page. Everything will be announced there and updated there. We also, of course, have our 2-month-long Hawaiian Cultural Showcase, Festivals of Aloha, in September and October. We already have a date for the Richard Ho'opi'i Leo Ki'iki'i Falsetto Contest, and that will be held at the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua on September 21st. So definitely, definitely, if you haven't been to it, I highly recommend. It was beautiful. I just went to Mary Monarch, and I counted 6 falsetto champions
Wow.
singing for all of those beautiful halau and for the Miss Aloha Hula competition. And of course, right now on The Voice, or just last night, you know, he didn't make it into the live, but Kamalei Kava'a is one of our falsetto champions as well. So that's kind of like the scope of, or the depth of artists that we have. Even though it's an amateur falsetto contest, you know, we have it's almost like a concert because everyone's so talented. And with that, we're, you know, continuing the tradition of Hawaiian falsetto in the name of Uncle Richard Ho'opi'i. And so if you haven't heard Hawaiian falsetto, it's beautiful. It's its own, you know, kind of genre almost. And we're still riding on the coattails of our win at the Nahuku Hano Hano Awards last year, where we took home Hawaiian Engineering and the Compilation of the Year Award for Hawaiian Falsetto Volume 1 that featured some of our judges and our contestants, our champions. So if you haven't heard any of that, definitely it's streaming on all digital platforms, Hawaiian Falsetto Volume 1. Check it out. What else on the radar?
I wasn't kidding when I said that Daryl has his hands in every event possible on the island of Maui.
Yeah. I'm actually helping to coordinate and bring back Wailuku First Friday. And you're the first basically media outlet that's going to hear this. We're shooting for July's First Friday, which is July 5th. To be our first Wailuku First Friday back since 2019, everybody. So definitely plan for that. We have our new parking structure, which only has one entryway and one exit. And so prepare for that as well if you want to utilize the parking structure. If not, there's ample, you know, surrounding parking all around in Wailuku Town. But we're excited to bring that back and invite you all back to Wailuku, of course. So,
all right. Yeah. So to recap, June 1st, we have the Ag Fest. June 15th, the King Kamehameha Day Parade. July 5th, the first Wailuku First Friday that's coming back in about 5 years. And then this fall, keep tabs on the 2 months of Festivals of Aloha.
Yes, all over Maui. Like I said, we're special. We celebrate on Lanai and Molokai. So check out festivalsofaloha.com. We also have a week in Hana and a weekend in Wailea. So awesome, wonderful cultural events. And while, you know, I've been traveling a lot and sharing with media and different countries and people, you know, these safe, curated, wonderful spaces that we are coordinating for you, you know, are open to everybody, including the visitor. We don't recommend you making your way around, you know, to people's neighborhoods and, you know, off the beaten path, which I feel like used to be some of the things that we would market Hawaii for. We're inviting you all back to come, travel respectfully, pack your patience, and, you know, come to these safe, curated community, you know, spaces where you can still get really authentic experiences.
Amazing. Well, Daryl, you are an amazing ambassador for the island of Maui and for your community, and mahalo to you and your team for all the work you put into all these wonderful events. I know people are looking forward to attending and will love what they see once they get there. So mahalo again for taking the time to chat today.
Thanks, Jason. Thank you, everybody. And we'll all see you soon on Maui.